Can I help you, sir? The desk sergeant, if that's what he's called, is looking at Uncle Si with a bored expression. We're here to ask for some help with a situation we've got. Uncle Si leans forward. Can we speak privately somewhere? I glance around at the expectant waiting room, who all have evidently been sat where they are for a while and are waiting to hear something juicy. You'll have to wait until the room becomes free, the sergeant says, his voice passive. He asks for Uncle Si's name, then calls, Next! There's nowhere to sit, so I lean against the wall. Uncle Si gets the last available seat. I have another look on Twitter in case there's anything else to tell them. Every time I open it, it's unbearable looking at that thumbnail photograph of you. Stacy, the absolute fruitcake, has again liked the latest tweet, but has not retweeted it this time. Maybe the jealousy accusation has hit home. Someone else, at ASY Easel, has put a series of question marks in the comments. I click onto my messages, and the latest one from Megan perks me up. Hey, sexy. What are you up to tonight? My mum's away. My already anxious pulse suddenly doubles in speed. Blimey. I'll end up having a heart attack if I'm not careful. I send her a smiley face back then. What have you got in mind? Quick as a flash, she sends me a wink and 8 p.m. A girl, I take it. Uncle Si looks at me from where he's sat. Yeah, Megan. She's about the only decent thing I've got going on at the moment. It takes my mind off. I know. I'm glad. And your mum would be too. You deserve a bit of happiness, lad. The momentary smile fades from my face as I remember why we're here. This is my life now. Every time I'm happy for a moment, thoughts of you snatch it away. Simon Robertson, the voice of the desk sergeant cuts into my thoughts. If you'd both like to come this way, please. We squeeze past his pot belly and wet armpits into a tiny airless room. He gestures for us to sit and looks glad of a seat himself as he positions himself opposite us. So, how can I help you? This room's worse than the waiting room. It's even greener. Everywhere. I'm Sergeant Pete Reynolds, by the way. Simon Robertson. He shakes the sergeant's hand like they're doing business or something. This is my nephew, Jamie Hardacre. We hear about my sister, Jamie's mum. Show him the tweets, Jamie. He nods towards my mobile, placed before me on the table, still lit up from the last text I sent to Megan. What we're about to show you are four tweets from my sister's Twitter account from over the last couple of weeks. Your sister's account? The sergeant takes my phone as I slide it towards him, and he begins scrolling. Yes, Anna Hardacre. She was Jamie's mother. She died 2 months ago. But these tweets are recent. This one's been posted today. He points at the screen as he holds it aloft. I know. That's why we're here. We need it investigating. Uncle Si squeezes my arm. Sergeant Reynolds stares at the screen and resumes his scrolling for a few moments. So, if your sister's dead, where are these messages coming from? That's what we don't know. Uncle Si clasps his hands together on the table. If you ask me, they're layered with something. They seem to have a double meaning. We have to find out who's behind them and obviously why they're posting them. Wait a minute. Sergeant Reynolds places the phone on the table, his brow furrowing. Are we talking ghosts here?